So we're speaking about how God speaks, and I'm going to start out with an incident that I heard from a friend of mine. He was having a lunch with a developer friend, and he was set to move to another city outside of Los Angeles and go down toward to the Midwest. And was already in escrow. Escrow is like when you buy a home, you go through legal procedures to change ownership. And he has no problem with getting credit. That day, somehow, the bank that he works with rejected his application for a loan. And I was really upset. If you ever had good credit and someone tells you you cannot get it, you probably get pretty mad, right? And he was really upset. And he meets my friend for lunch, and there's what we call a God moment. And my friend is gifted in a prophetic word. And so they're having lunch, and he was sharing his disappointment how the bank didn't approve his loan. And so in the middle of this restaurant, he said, let's pray. And so both of them were putting out their hands in the middle of the restaurant praying like this, kind of embarrassing for some people. But for him, it was God speaking. And God said through my friend to this developer that God don't want you to go and move. God wants you to settle your roots here. And the reason why God stopped your credit from being passed is that God wants you to stay. Stop escaping. Deal with the issues. And he was thinking, whoa, that's beyond my plans. You know, you ever planned something, you're pretty well planned and thought out how things are going to go. And then when I hear this message from this prophetic word, first thing of all, do I trust what this guy is saying? And it's looking for markers. And the person who was giving this prophetic word says, God's will is peaceable. Romans 12:2 says, God's plan and perfect vision for you is good and acceptable and peaceable. So if you know it's God's will, it's peaceable. Do you have peace about leaving? He goes, absolutely. And then go talk to your wife, you'll have peace. Goes back to his wife and she said, honey, I don't know if you're okay with this. We've been planning this for a long time, but we're ready to move to the Midwest, but met with this prophet guy and he said that we shouldn't move. And she goes, hallelujah, I was waiting for you to quit. And so they settled down, they stayed in LA. And many months passed by. Had a follow-up meeting with my friend who's a prophet, and he said to my friend who's a prophet, life has never been the same. This is such a wonderful experience that we heard God and we're staying here. And this is how sometimes the Lord works. Whenever God speaks, he uses various means to speak to us on a daily basis. And one thing we need to understand is this: God always speaks. And the way he speaks is through the Holy Spirit. Henry Blackaby writes this way: the testimony of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is that God speaks to his people. In our day, God communicates through the Holy Spirit. The Spirit uses the Bible, prayer, circumstances, and the church, other believers to guide us. When you hear God speak to you through a verse of Scripture, it is always best to verify what you heard through prayer and other believers and your circumstances. If you hear God say the same thing through each of these sources, you can proceed confidently. So what is he saying? The Holy Spirit, when Jesus left this world, he said, I will send you a helper, a friend, a comforter who will speak on behalf of me. What he hears from me, I will speak through him. The Holy Spirit is here to speak to you. And the way he speaks is through various ways. And we know that the scripture is something that we can say that's the word of God. Why? Because it's written. And some of us are not charismatic enough to hear the voice of God. Well, go to the scripture. We're built differently. Some of us are made by God to have dreams. How many guys have dreams? Yeah. My sister had dreamed that I would marry my wife, and it came true. So, some of us have dreams like Joseph. Some of us can hear the voice of God. But if you cannot do that, then read the Word. The Word will tell you. what God is speaking. And today what we want to look at is the ways that God speaks. And what we need to understand is God often speaks in a way that best fits you. Can we say that? God often speaks in a way that best fits you. What does that mean? You respond differently, and God will speak accordingly to the way you will respond to Him. And He'll speak to you that is best fitting for you. And so one of the ways that God can speak is what we call the ways God speaks in various ways is through what we call a supernatural way. And what is a supernatural way? If you look at this text, there's three supernatural occurrences. A bush that is not burning. We see the fire that is not spreading. And we see an angel speaking through the bush, through the fire. So if you look at the supernatural way, verse 4, when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look. Now here this phrase, gone over, means that it's on a detour. And so the author of Exodus, what he's saying is, Moses' life is on a detour. Remember, last week I said there's three sections of Moses' life. 40 years in Egypt, 40 years in Midian, 40 years in leading the people out of Egypt, right? So he's in his lowest point, he's in Midian. So he's basically living in South Dakota, nothing's there. It's in the wilderness. Sorry, guys, from South Dakota. Okay? And he is really humbled, and so his life is on a detour. Why? Because in Egypt, he was being trained to be the prince of Egypt, and because of murder, he's out there in the desert, in the wilderness. And so on his detour, God is speaking to him. And what we need to understand is the burning bush is a symbol, and it's not burning, saying, Moses, you're on a detour. I need to speak to you. And often, God will speak to you on a detour. You know why? That's the time when we're often receptive to God speaking. When difficulties come, we're open to hear the Lord speaking to us. And so God is speaking to him. But what we also see is when Moses says, I want to go over this strange sight, what he's doing is he wants to know, what is this object, a burning bush that's not burning? So he sees this fire. And one thing we need to understand is in Hebrews chapter 12, 28, it says this, therefore, since we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is what? A consuming fire. God is a consuming fire. So what do you mean by that? A consuming fire, fire never changes. It's not like water. Water can be air, vapor, right? Ice, right? When you need a cold drink, you know, ice drink, right? It can be warm. It changes shapes and form, right? Fire doesn't change its shape. It's a consuming fire. And what it does is, if it goes out of control, it can engulf you, or it can smelt and form things like metals. And when Moses is asking through the encounter with God, through the angel, the third supernatural experience is an angel, what is your name? God says, I am who I am. So what it's saying is, I'm a consuming fire that never changes. You can change me. You might think you can change me. I will change you. And so Moses comes and has this conversation. Third thing we need to understand is, here's an angel, the angel of the Lord. And the reason why the angel of the Lord appears to Moses is this. Back then, if you saw God's face to face, what happens to you? You die. But he doesn't die. And the angel of the Lord, the Bible has referenced to the angel of the Lord many times. And you know who that is? That's Jesus in human form. When it says, the angel of the Lord. And so Jesus appears to him. He's the mediator to show that you don't have to die if you face God face to face. And what he's saying is this, through this supernatural experience, I want a relationship with you, Moses. You don't need to fear me. I want a relationship with you in a deep way. So God can speak in a very supernatural way. But also, Like I said before, God speaks through the Bible. You know, the longest chapter in the Bible, you know what that is? The longest chapter. Psalms 119. You know what that is? Hebrew alphabet about what the Bible is and why the Bible is so good and why we should read the Bible. And the reason why the Bible is so powerful is the two-edged sword that cuts through the marrows and the hearts of individuals. It speaks to us. It's written by God, co-authored with human beings. It is God's word, period. There's no buts and hows about it. A lot of people criticize it with, you know, theories. Forget the theories. You got to believe in something when you begin. And the basis of Christian faith is, I believe the Bible is God's word, 100%. Do you believe that? And God is sometimes irrational to us. Sometimes the Bible doesn't make sense. That's why we need to read it over and over again, because over time we can understand who God is. And God speaks to us through the Bible, and it guides us, it directs us, it encourages us. When you're down, when you read the scripture, it uplifts you. It is a guidebook in training in righteousness. It is also a way to convict us of things that we have done wrong and gone astray by reading the Word of God. This is how God often speaks. And so if you say, Pastor, I don't have the gift of listening to the Holy Spirit. I don't have dreams. How many guys don't have dreams? Okay. And I don't know any supernatural experiences. Then just read the Bible. And God will speak. And this is the way you read the Bible. You ask the Lord this way. This is your word, Lord. Help me to understand it. Speak to me. May I not read it out of context? May I read it within the context, what the Bible is talking about? Speak, Lord, and God will speak to you through the Bible. But another way he would speak to you is through prayer. Now, people think prayer is like this. God, I have all these needs. Answer my prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's not really truly prayer. If you really want to hear God, it's what we call a communication relationship with God. Spiritual prayer with God, it's a way to align ourselves to God's will and purpose in our lives. Instead of praying, God, give me this, give me that, show my future, blah, 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 ask this question. God, I come to you in prayer. What's your plan? How should I fit your plan? What do you want me to do, Lord? And if you pray this way, Henry Blackaby says this, the purpose of prayer isn't to convince God to change your circumstances, but to prepare you to be involved in God's activity. It's a way that God will prepare you in his work and his activity. If you look at Acts chapter 2, when the 120 finally got together to pray, it wasn't to say, please provide what I need. What were they praying for? May we execute the plan of God. Jesus said, you shall receive the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the world, right? They united themselves in that kind of prayer. What did God do? That's how he started the church. They became witnesses for Jesus Christ. And if you want to see God reveal himself to you, pray in prayer. Pray to the Lord. Get over. God knows everything that you need. Would you agree? So indeed pray, give us this day our daily needs, Lord. But then you ask this prayer, what's your plan? What are you doing today, Lord? How can I align myself with you, Lord? And through this kind of prayer, God will speak. It can be through a vision. It can be through a voice. It can be through God sending you people through this prayer. But God speaks to prayer. God speaks to the Word of God. God speaks supernaturally. But also God can speak through circumstances. Circumstances is not a coincidence. It's the activity of God around us that is occurring. And sometimes instead of saying it's a coincidence that I met this person and that person, think of it as this. The circumstances I see, what is God doing? How is God working? And a lot of times through those circumstances, God speaks to you. He will give you opportunities that you never thought would ever happen. But those circumstances, God will speak. They're ordinary occurrences that God uses on a daily basis to speak to us. And there's numerous other ways that God can speak. One of the ways that we know that God can speak is through people. And a lot of times, it's not always people communicating to you, but people giving you opportunities or opening up interests. You know, John Wooden, I was watching the NCAA finals. I don't think there will be a coach like John Wooden who will win 10 NCAA titles. He's a devout Christian. And the way he got involved into basketball was by playing basketball with his brothers. Whoever thought he would become a basketball player at Purdue and become one of the greatest coaches at UCLA? People introduction. When you talk to people often, how did you get into this? Usually it says, someone introduced me to this, or I was told to go to this event with this person, I got into this. God will speak. And the point I'm trying to say is, and I can go on a litany of ways that God can speak. We know that in the Bible, Nahum was spoken to by a donkey. You want a donkey to speak to you, or your dog speak to you? You know, I often fear my dog saying, Master, why are you treating me this way? You know, or you know, God can speak in many ways. And what God wants you to do is be open to it, open to the way God speaks to you, and say, what is he saying? And what we need is what we call confirmation. What is God saying, and how do I confirm this? Blackaby says this way, when God speaks, you'll know it's God. You'll know that what he's saying, and you know that God wants you to do. So often, confirmation. What is confirmation? Sometimes we're so concerned about what would happen to us tomorrow, we fail to look at the greater vision of God. And sometimes the reason why God doesn't speak is he just wants you to eat, sleep, and enjoy what you're doing right now, and he'll tell you when the time is up. And I want to tell you, those of you who are looking for career changes, what you study, you might not become. What you study, you might not become. Some people who are engineers became, actors. I know some people who are doctors gave up writing, gave up the medicine field to become an actor. How many guys know Ken Jeong? Yeah, you know, he's a doctor, but he's an actor. I saw him at the McDonald's commercial. I don't know if he really liked McDonald's burgers. But you know, what you think you will be, it's not going to happen. When God has a plan, he'll reveal it to you. And so instead of worrying about my next thing or tomorrow, worry about today and enjoy him. And he will show you very clearly over time his purpose and his will. And the way you'll confirm it is various things. Like for instance, if God spoke through to supernatural means, confirm it with people, circumstances, and the word of God. If he spoke to you through the word, confirm it with maybe circumstances and supernatural means. It's like when planes land, it needs the lights to be aligned straight, right? And the way God speaks is sometimes to circumstances, it has to be yes. People, it has to be yes. Answer prayer, that has to be yes. The word of God is a symbol saying yes. But what God wants you to do is be open. So what you could do is put your palm out here, do this. Okay. Are you open? Yes. The thumb is the word of God. This points, counsel, circumstances, right? God will speak to your circumstances, all right? God will give you answer prayer, and the word of, and the will of God is what? Peaceable. You believe that? The word of God points people. Circumstances, right? Right? Answer prayer and you feel at peace. Be open to that. And God will speak. It has to line up. And sometimes not everything lines up like that 100%. But if you feel peace about it and it's over 70%, you know that's God's will. Just like getting married. You're not really sure who you're going to marry. You're in a dating relationship. When you start picking about who you're going to marry, you'll be a grandmother and grandfather and regret it that you never married. So, you know, be open to what God is leading and allow him to work. So the question we want to ask is, why does God speak? So we said God speaks in various ways to communicate to us, to help us get closer to him, to develop a relation with us. And so the question is, why does God speak? First of all, the reason why God speaks is he has an assignment for us. If you look at Exodus chapter 3, verses 7 to 10, God has an assignment. I've seen the misery of my people. And what? I have called you, Moses, to go there and bring the people from their enslavement from Egypt to come and worship me. And then Moses goes, but I'm a stutterer. Exodus chapter 4, the Lord said, well, take Aaron. What if they don't believe me? Chapter 3 says, God says they will believe you when you go there. And God gives an assurance every time. When he gives you an assignment, the reason why he speaks to you is to assure you what he's calling you is what he wants you to do. And if you start being open to what God has to say, God will give you that assignment, and he wants you to fulfill it, and he'll assure you that it's going to work out okay. Do you believe that? And some of us think, well, I should be a pastor. We've had too many pastors. There's not enough parishioners for churches. So what I'm asking you to do is, whatever your profession is, wherever you are, whatever you're doing now, you're a pastor to that community. So if I'm a student, I'm pastoring to student friends. If I'm in a profession that is in the sciences, I'm ministering to that work field. You wouldn't believe what kind of impact you'll make if you start realizing I'm sent up by God to minister to people around me. That's the best way of looking at God's calling. When he gives you an assignment, that's what his assignment is about. But the other reason why God is giving us this message, speaking to us, is that God speaks to transform you. God speaks to change us. And if you look at Moses, remember this passage, the fire of God, and God is a consuming fire. What God does is, through the fire of God, God refines Moses to be a confident person. God makes a stutterer who can speak. God makes a person who is afraid of stepping on faith to really step out in faith. God builds the confidence up of Moses to be a man of God. In the end, he is trained, equipped by serving him. And often God wants to change you, your inner character, by speaking to you. God is calling you sometimes to meet him. God wants to have a relationship with you. And the fire of God often consumes us to change us. And the fire, when you go through fire, especially iron, is refined. When you make gold, you need to go through fire because bad stuff needs to be separated, and God is working. God is working in your heart to transform us by meeting us, by speaking to us. I was hearing a sermon by Ravi Zacharias, and he was talking about, and Ravi is a well-known Christian apologist based in Georgia. And he was talking about this person by the name of Dwight Barrows. And he met this person as he was taping a TV pre-televised sermon with the late James Kennedy in Florida. After he finished his sermon, there was a Romanian person by the name of Dwight Barrows with a heavy Eastern European accent and came up to him and introduced himself. And he was wondering, how did you get the name Dwight Barrows? That doesn't sound like Romanian at all. And he told his story. He was one of the 13 Romanians during the suppression period of the dictator, communist dictatorship, and escaped to Austria. And he was determined to go to the United States. He goes to the U.S. Embassy in Austria and waits on the ambassador. And ambassador and the staff couldn't shoo him away. He's just seeking an entrance to the U.S. The ambassador finally meets him and gives him two books, the Bible and the life story of Dwight Moody. He immigrates to U.S., works at an auto plant in Detroit, Michigan, but he hasn't kept his pledge of reading the Bible or reading the life stories of Dwight Moody. Falls into alcoholism, His life is in doldrums. One night, circumstances. You see, God speaks through circumstances. He's walking around destroyed Pontiac Stadium. He saw all these people coming out of a stadium. He thought that was a football game. Curious, goes in there and meets this guy who is folding chairs. And his name is Cliff Barrows. God speaks through people. Cliff was a singer, musical director for Billy Graham Crusades. He succeeded George Beverly Shea. Remember George Beverly Shea? He used to sing, "I'd rather have Jesus, you know, than silver or gold." Cliff is the modern version of George Beverly Shea. And while he's there, he's asking Cliff Barrows, "What happened? What's going on here?" Cliff sits him aside, spends 10 minutes with him, and he decides to give his life to Jesus Christ. And his life is tremendously changed. Okay, God used circumstances, God used people. Goes back and reads the Bible, and life is transformational. God uses the Bible to speak to him. Now he's at Florida going to seminary. And what happens to him is, over time, he graduates seminary and starts Romanian churches in U.S. He's a Romanian evangelist that goes all over sharing the gospel message. Cliff is at dinner with Ravi Zacharias. This is toward the end of his life. And Ravi brings up Dwight Barrows. "Who's that?" He goes, "He's the guy that you witnessed to." And then he remembered. And by the time he passes away, he wants to meet this guy. And Robbie arranges this. And they meet at the Billy Graham Center. And the first thing Dwight Barrows says to Cliff Barrows is, "Thank you for presenting the gospel to me." And now you know what he's doing? I just saw some YouTube videos. If you are interested in learning Romanian, go up YouTube, type Dwight Barrows. He's talking about Jesus to Romanian community in the U.S. This is God speaking. This is God working. And in the process of this, he's a changed man. As we think about this, do you believe God is speaking? He's going to use many different ways that fits you, that he wants to speak to you. But through his speaking, he has an assignment. And through the assignment, he's going to transform you like a consuming fire. And that's why we're Christians. Christianity is not standing still. It's either forward or backward. And what God wants you to do is, instead of looking at your situation, he wants you to look at his work, his plan, and join him in that. And he will speak to you. And it's an assignment. And our plan is not to ask God, me, but to ask God, "What are you doing? How can I join you?" And that's what God is doing. So throughout this week, as you spend some time in your devotions, in experiencing God section, see what God is speaking to you about. Find out what he has a message for you. And let it be transformational. Why? Because Jesus Christ is transformational. On the night that Jesus came, the transformation began by demonstrating to his disciples his love for them. People couldn't understand who God is. Jesus is the mediator who came to this world so that people can understand who Jesus is, who God is. He's the one. And he demonstrates his love to them by taking bread and Jesus breaking this bread and says to his disciples, "This is my body broken for you." And they didn't understand that until he resurrected from the dead. In the same way, he took wine and he poured it and said, "This is my blood shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance of me." We know what that means now. Because the resurrected Jesus reminds us that he really loves us. And we celebrate communion. Why? To hear what God has to say for us. This is time to listen to God, to see God work. The gifts of God for the people of God. And these are the people who are saved in the Lord Jesus Christ to partake of this meal. Why? We want to hear, we want to see, we want to experience what God wants to say for us. And something I want to tell you, remember, God speaks in a way that's best for you. So if you are a rational person, he might just speak to you through the word of God. If you're emotional, he might give you a dream. He might give you a vision. He'll do whatever it takes to speak to you. Are you open? Let's partake of this meal as God speaks.